Well, good morning, prayer warriors. Hey, I hope you just have an amazing day, that those prayers are just going up, and I know God hears them, and He'll answer them in His time, and He'll either give you that yes, no, or wait. And yeah, sometimes we don't like the third answer, but sometimes we have to accept that. So let's just open with a word of prayer, and dear Lord, we just ask for the next few minutes that You guide us. Thank You for what You've done, what You're going to do, what You are doing in our lives and the lives of others. And we pray that we can just read Your word and take it into our hearts and follow You in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, well, thank you so much. I hope it's been just an amazing day for you and a great week. Today I want to talk about something a little off. And it's kind of the opposite of prayer and how prayer impacts this. And I just heard about it, a pastor was speaking about this the other day. And it's, you know, maybe in the last couple of days you've had a chance to sit around, I don't know if it's a Bible study or church or with your friends. And you know, the topic of somebody else comes up. Let's say it's Jane or John or your next door neighbor or cousin or uncle. And you start talking about them. And as that conversation goes along, it goes from, yeah, they're great guys and great gals, to, boy, you know, they really got a lot of problems. And hey, you know, you want to hear about this problem? You know, they really got some problems. And hey, understand that they're drinking too much, or they're smoking dope, and, you know, their marriage is falling apart. And, you know, hey, did you see what was posted on social media about them again the other day? That's gossip. And the Bible says gossip is wrong. And what we're doing is we're taking the time out of our prayer life to talk about somebody else. And they say that, you know, what's gossip? You know, kind of the definition, it's really speaking ill of others, whether it's intentionally or not. Sometimes we don't do it intentionally. Most of the time, you know, if we really sit back and think about it, we realize that it's gossip. We realize that, you know, we're speaking ill of somebody else, whether on social media, we see all the social media out there, the bullying and things like that, all the way down into our elementary schools, which is really, really sad. And what can we do about this? And we always have to remember, if you engage gossip, if we engage in gossip, whoever gossips to you is also going to gossip about you. You know, so it's kind of one of those two-edged swords, you know, it's going to cut both ways. And really, what does the Bible say about gossip? And it says in James 3, 7 and 8, you know, the human tongue is evil. And so, you know, that's pretty powerful. You know, they always say that we've got two ears and one tongue. We should listen twice as much as we speak. But when we gossip, it doesn't work out that way, does it? In Matthew 12:36, you know, it's written that we're judged by our words. We're judged by our words. And so when we gossip about somebody, just think of that other people, those other persons who are listening to you, think of what they're thinking about you, because you're being judged by your words. How about Titus 3:1-2? Here's the solution. Be peaceable. Be considerate. Be gentle instead of gossiping. How about 1 Thessalonians 5:11? Paul writes that we must build up each other. And how do you do that? You do that with your words, as opposed to tearing down each other with gossip. And ask yourself, before we became a Christian, it kind of dawned on me yesterday, before we became a Christian, would you like God to kind of write some things about you, you know, in your pre-Christian life? Write those on a piece of paper and kind of maybe leave it out on a counter someplace so that others can read and gossip about you. As for me, absolutely not. And I would hope that you would not do that either. So take a look at, you know, 1 Timothy 5:13. Gossips are busybodies. And you see people out there wandering around doing it. And men are a little bit more overt about it. Women seem to be a little bit more covert about it, more subtle, and those little subtleties can burn somebody and hurt them to the bone. They can hurt their heart, not only short-term, but in long-term as well. Whether it's true or not, and that's usually what gossip is about. You know, it's not true, and it's robbing us of that time away from prayer. In 2 Corinthians 12:20, you know, it says, don't gossip, don't cause disorder, slander, don't cause anger. And so it's very biblical that we need to get away from gossip, especially in social media, as we see the social media just absolutely out of control these days. And so I would encourage you, you know, to kind of take a look at where gossip is coming from. Is it because of jealousy? Is it because of hurt? And somebody else has hurt one person or another, or hurt you? And that's one of those things that we react with, is maybe gossip. Maybe we have to look internally at our own possibly low self-esteem. Why are we feeling so bad about ourselves that we have to take it out on somebody else to make ourselves feel better? Our own insecurities, maybe with relationships, with friendships, being a parent, being a wife or a husband, being a friend. And, you know, if somebody hurts us, what do we want to do? We want to retaliate. Well, what we need to be doing is probably giving it up to God. Reduce that gossip. Reduce that first thing that we want to reach out and hurt somebody else and put it out there on social media. Maybe instead of retaliating, we retaliate with prayer. Retaliate with prayer. First of all, we go to God and ask for our personal forgiveness for being involved in gossip, and gossiping about others, or even listening to gossip. So it's going to God first, taking that time away from gossip and hurting others and social media. Internalize that and make it this type of relationship as opposed to this type of relationship. And then the second thing is, how about if we pray for those people who have hurt us? We've all had that happen in our lives, whether it was our parents, our friends, our family. Somebody has hurt us. We need to go to God in prayer, one, to ask for our personal forgiveness, but two, to really pray for them earnestly and honestly, that they would forgive us for hurting them as well. And then finally, what we really want to do is bring it out in the open. We really want to pray for healing. Pray for healing for ourselves. Pray for healing and others. And I encourage each of us to, instead of being hurt and having self-esteem issues and internal issues and listening to gossip, that at that moment, when that time arises, we turn to God. Turn to God in prayer. Turn to God in love, and turn to others in love. Hey, thank you, brothers and sisters, all you prayer warriors out there. Have a blessed day. Have an amazing week. Take care.